And now,
Capital 263.
What's up, people? How you doing? This is a Hangover Show with that bubbly Lisi. You were listening to Victor Stott, aka Mr. Composure. Hope y'all having a good time. Yeah.
Okay, hi guys, and welcome to The Hangover, a show that explores club culture in Zimbabwe, or maybe the lack of cult culture in Zimbabwe. This is your girl, the bubbly Lisi, and today we are talking about nightclubs, okay? So this is what happened. The last time, I had a very interesting guest in the studio, and what actually happened was I did not press record, okay? I'm just going to take the blame for the sake of, you know, the people around here that I didn't press record. But I actually think I did. So today, I've got someone else helping me out in the club, in the studio, I mean. My sister Lulu. Hi, Lulu.
Hi, how are you?
What's up? And welcome to The Hangover.
Thank you.
Okay, are you ever hungover?
I don't know. Have What's you ever your definition of hangover?
Okay, the hangover is the situation whereby you wake up the next morning and you feel sick from the previous night's drinks.
Oh, I've never been hungover.
Okay, I've been hungover several times. Okay, so basically we're talking about nightclubs. Right. And what do we call nightclubs? In Zimbabwe, nightclub is the typical word kubawa. Okay, when everyone talks about kubawa in the club, okay, it doesn't matter that there's a difference between a bar and a tavern and a nightclub. As long as they're going out, it's called kuenda out kubawa, okay? But basically, when we're talking about nightclubs, we're talking about the presence of a DJ, the presence of a dance floor, and the presence of drinks in this huge place where everyone comes to meet together. And what is the purpose of going out to the nightclub, okay? There are a lot of people that I meet out here. I met a girl last week and she says to me, well, I'd rather go home and sleep than actually go out to the club because I don't understand why I should be amongst drunkards when I don't drink, okay? And then it made me think, is there anything wrong with actually going to the club and not drink anything? Do you think there's anything wrong, Lulu?
No, there's absolutely nothing wrong.
Okay, because I've got several friends that actually don't drink, but they're actually so much fun to be around.
Confirmed, you know? Yeah, confirmed.
So I was like, you know what? You should probably change your crew of friends because I've got interesting friends that go to the club with me. Okay? And we've got different types of different examples of clubs all over the country, okay? Maybe we can mention the few popular ones around Harare, okay? We've got One Plus One,
yes.
We've got Pablo's, we've got News Cafe, we've got Centurion, Tin Roof, Tin Cup. Let's move to Blawayo. Blawayo has what? Examples of Blawayo, Horizon, Club 4040,
yes. Walkers,
etc, okay? Yeah. Everywhere around. I know there's a Gullivers in Mutare. I know there's a Liquids in, I think, Mashingo Gweru.
I know there's Barcode in Mutare.
Barcode, yes. In Mutare. Shout out to Barcode in Mutare. Okay. But then, when we're talking about clubs, I decided, since this girl was telling me about, her not being motivated to go to the club at all, okay? I've come up with types of friends that you should actually take to a nightclub, okay? So if you're part of a crew of people and you guys like going out to the club as a group, maybe each and every one of you can actually designate each other a title, okay? Well, I've got about five types of people that you should take to the nightclub with you. First type is the responsible one, okay? Who's the responsible one? This one is that person that's going to stop you from drinking too much, that's going to overthink everything and anything, that's going to decide, no, this place is too packed, let's go elsewhere, okay? The responsible one is not so much fun, but you need her just in case you get arrested. Because that's the one person that you can bank on to either bail you guys out or talk to the cops for you. Because this person is very, very responsible, as the name says. Okay? Now the second one is my favorite. This one I like. I aspire to be this one. The popular one. All right. Well, the popular one is that person that knows everyone in everything that's happening at the club. They actually know if this place is not happening, if we should move to the next club. You send the popular one to the bar to get you guys drinks. You have to wait for a whole hour because they're basically greeting the whole bar. Okay, basically go on the dance floor and they are talking to everyone. So it's going to take them 30 minutes to go to the bar and 30 more minutes to come back. Worse still if they get up to go to the restroom. This is the person that's going to be taking selfies with so many people in the bathroom, etc. That is the popular one. Okay, and we also have this one called the voice of reason. All right, well, the voice of reason and the responsible one, they're kind of like alike. But the difference is the voice of reason is actually much more fun. She only raises her voice of reason when it's necessary. Okay? So she'll allow you to have as many shots as you want, etc. But then when too much becomes too much, then the voice of reason comes creeping out. Okay? And then we have the drinks coordinator. Okay? The drinks coordinator is going to make sure that your table is always full. Okay? The drinks coordinator is not so nice to those that go to the club on a sober, you know, on a sober tab. Because she's just trying to, you know, pour drinks down your throat. Okay? And then finally, we have the transporter or the designated driver. Now, Shripa, true. If you're the designated driver, you actually own a car and you can drive around, come and pick us up and then take us back home. But there are some people that actually do not own cars, but they have the title, the designated driver, or rather the transporter, because trust me, you will get transport to the club. You will get transport back home. That's how it is. Okay. So, you just need to figure out which one are you amongst, these ones. Okay. Lulu, which one would you think you'd rather be?
I'd rather be the voice of reason.
Why?
Because, you know, I'm always there to tell people, I was required, now let's go home.
But what's the point though? What's the point? Do you think anyone's actually going to listen to you in a loud place?
Well, probably not, but hey.
But at least you can wake up in the morning and say, I told you so.
Yeah, exactly. And like rub it in your face.
Well, now that she's spoken about that, maybe we can actually give each other a nightclub starter pack. Okay. What is a nightclub starter pack? This is for those people who actually have not gone to the club before. They're trying to figure out, could he, what's the point of me going? Oh, okay, fine. You've convinced me to go to the club. So what should I take with me to the club? Okay. On our nightclub starter pack list, the first one is dancing shoes. There's no point. I personally think there's no point in going to the nightclub and actually not dance, because there's music, there's a DJ, so why are we not dancing? Okay, but which poses the question for girls, heels or flats to the club? Lulu, what do you think?
I don't know, I would go for the comfortable, you know, side of things. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, you want to dance, and I've seen so many girls in nightclubs wearing heels. Yes, it's classy and all, but girl, you wanna get some groove on,
but
okay?
But then there are clubs like Pablo's. I think Pablo's is a good example where you actually go there in flats, but everyone else is in little dresses and heels.
Of course, but you know, you can always still look pretty and classy in flats. I mean, Michelle Obama wears flats
sometimes,
you know, to interviews, like big interviews, guys.
Well, I think that's a personal choice. I would go for my flats if I'm dancing, as long as you have your dancing shoes on. Okay. A second, on our list of the nightclub starter pack, we actually have your own transport. Okay. Now, this is funny. I always find this funny. It's always so difficult to get to the club. It's easier to go back home than to actually get to the club.
So true.
I do not understand. I have absolutely no understanding of this, okay? If you're at home and you ask people to come and pick you up, they're going to come either after 2 hours. Kanahudi, you know, you have to call 5 people for one person to come and pick you up. But when you get to the club and you actually want to leave,
yeah,
there's like so many, yeah, people that can actually drop you off.
Yeah.
Okay, but to avoid that one, guys, if you can get your own transport, that could be much better. If your group of friends is someone who drives, designated driver, or you guys are going to do it in a cab, you know, do a cab, as long as you have your own transport to the club, and from the club. Okay. And then number three on our list is an entry fee. All right. Some clubs, have what they call cover charges. I know, for example, Centurion does that. Okay, you have a cover charge. You're supposed to pay something to get in. I think their cover charge is like $10. But then you use the $10 inside. Okay? There are some of these people. I don't like to call them El Cheapos. But for the sake of it, I'll call them El Cheapos. Of course, I have my El Cheapo days. But come on, guys. You go to the club. You don't want to pay to get in. When you get in, you don't want to buy drinks. Saga club, I know that I must say. I don't understand. Okay. And then there are some of those people who actually bring their bottles to the club and the bottle is in the car and, they get into the club, dance, go out, drink, come back in, dance, go out, drink. Okay. This is Zimbabwe, guys. Zimbabweans like value for money. Like if you're going to make me pay, it has to be worth it, you know?
Yeah.
I know people have no problem paying to go into private lounge, but if you're going to make me pay, Centurion, like I don't understand, I don't get it, but anyway, you need to have an entry fee to actually get into the club. Okay, number four on our list is a partner, a group of friends. Okay, it's either you're going to have a wingman or you're going to have a group of friends. I know for guys it's much easier to go to the club and be by yourself and go and sit by the bar and have your drinks, but for girls,
I'm talking from
girls' point of view. I can't. Personally, I can't. I need a wingman. I need a partner. I need a group of friends to go with, you know, get on the dance floor with, laugh with, etc., you know. Uh-huh. And then the next thing on our nightclub starter pack is actually a nightclub attitude. Okay. What do I mean by a nightclub attitude? I actually mean openness. Okay. Don't get there and start judging us. Please. We want to judge us.
True. Yes.
Don't get there and judge us. Come on. Okay. Because there's drinks involved and where alcohol is involved, you know, there's lack of inhibition, if I can call it that. Okay. So anything can actually happen. People have fights. They wake up the next morning and they're friends again. People have arguments. People drink too much. People get sloshed and things like that. Which actually means, Kuti, what happens at the bar stays at the bar. Okay. This whole idea of my personal tabloids, I don't understand. Okay. I go to the club with you and then next thing you're splashing me all over social media. Like, really? Seriously? Seriously? Leave that to H Metro, please. Okay. Okay. And then, actually know the rules of the area where the bar is located to actually avoid waking up in a jail cell. Okay. I've seen people go to the club, hang out in the driveway or hang out in the car park area and then get arrested for that. So you should actually know area yauri. Because if you go to Tipperary's and you want to hang out outside, I'm sorry, but when the cops come, I'm sorry. We just need to have that one person that you can trust to bring some bail money for you. Okay. So actually know the area of the club where you're going to. Okay. Which brings me to the next point. Can you actually know some of the music that is going to be played at the club? Because there's no point. There's no point in going to Red Fox Car and you don't like dancehall. Like, what are you doing there? Seriously. Okay. You want to listen to some house music and you go to Red Fox. I'm sorry, but nightclub, a bad name. They're like, I don't want to go back to the club, you know. We're actually talking about different types of music that are played in the club the last time. And some people actually enjoyed the 90s music. They were saying they enjoy going to the club when the 90s is playing. But personally, the 90s at me, no, I think I was a baby then. I can't deal. I can't handle. Okay. Give me anything else. Give me the fast track. Give me the pop. Give me electro. Give me dancehall. Give me everything else. I'm there. Okay. All right. And then let's talk about phones. Okay. Cause that's next on our nightclub starter pack. Let's talk about phones. Lulu, what do you prefer? Going to the club with a smaller phone in a battery or going to the club with your best smartphone for selfies?
Ooh, it's a bit of both. But I would probably pick like that smartphone for selfies. Yeah.
Because there are girls that just like selfies.
You know, and the girls we just love Instagram and posting.
But I, the Facebook Live, Instagram videos. But I actually had a conversation with this other guy one day, and he was saying that he does not get why girls go to the club and then spend half the time on their phones. Like, he was just asking me to plead with all girls out there, please, when we get to the club, put your phone away. But then I was saying to him, maybe it's because unochika kuti kana uchibowa ndogonongo phonela someone else ndongoba, you know, type of thing. But that's not cool, guys. That's serious not cool. I think I've done that to several people and it was just not cool. Go to the club with someone and then leave them there. Okay, so some people know kuti they'll lose stuff. If you know that you're that person that loses stuff, please just carry your mbuzi so that you don't feel pain when you wake up the next morning and your iPhone 6 is gone. Okay? And finally, guys, on our nightclub starter pack list, I included money, 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 and more money. Okay? Always have emergency money around you, guys. And did it. You might go to club with people who say, you know what, everything's on us, let's go. But always have money on you. Stuff may just go wrong, okay? You get there and things go wrong and you want to go back home, you can easily call your cab and go, okay? Or you get to the club and parhunets and yema drinks, you know. You can simply, you know, help yourself out with a few drinks or so. Or you feel like you've had a little bit too much to drink, okay? I'm going to buy and you get yourself a bottle of water, chichi, okay? But always have money with you, okay? So, Lulu, anything else? Anything else about clubs and nightclubs?
I don't know. I don't think there's anything else.
Would you go to a nightclub now after I've given you a starter pack? ETC, would you go to the club?
I think I would, but depending on the type of friends, because I've always seen people who get to the club and then all they do there is, I don't know, look at each other and, you know, you start thinking who's gonna dance first and stuff like that, which is like so boring because I feel like it just should start with the vibe, which you would amomba, like. Okay.
So are you for the idea of pre-drinks? This is interesting.
Yes.
Are you that for the idea in my pre-drinks?
I am.
Okay, someone's going to ask me what pre-drinks are. There's this whole Zimbabwean thing. I think it's only in Zimbabwe where this happens. No, but actually, I spoke to a girl who was at school in the UK and she used to say students in the UK also have pre-drinks.
Yeah.
Like pre-drinks is the idea where you actually buy cheaper alcohol at home, drink at home or at a friend's place, etc. And then mongo enda kubawa matoda kwakudara, you know, and get there, just buy one drink at the club and that's that. And you go to the club for the dance floor chatting. Okay. Yeah. So are you for the idea of free drinks?
I am, like 100%. And I also think it should really come from within you. Like, today I really want to have fun and I want to go to the club. Because I've seen people who just go for the sake of saying or taking pictures and then post it like, there's no Nanduko Pablo's.
And then
but
go back
you really
home.
Weren't like, yeah, and you really weren't into that
but
Pablo's.
Really your club attitude idea. Wasn't Pablo's at all.
You know.
Okay. Well, then there's also, you know, we also got space on the show to actually talk about serious issues. Okay. It's not all about fun and games, but which brings me to a social question. I've got two social questions that are in line with this whole idea of going to the nightclub. Okay. The first one is nightclubs and alcohol. All right. Why is it so difficult to be in the club without consuming alcohol? Why is it that people in general make it out to be kubawa jidakwa only, and if you're not naturally a jidakwa, you cannot enjoy the club? But we are saying there's music involved, there's people, you know, it's a place to meet people, it's a place to interact with people, it's a place to de-stress on Friday, ladies night Thursday, it's a place to de-stress. Okay, so why is it so difficult to be in the club without consuming alcohol? All right. And the second most important question is nightclubs and teenagers. All right. So in Zimbabwe, I've noticed that most clubs in Zimbabwe do not check for IDs when you're getting in. So there's a risk of selling alcohol to teenagers. And did it. And now that we see, you know, GMO, etc. And we look big and we look bigger than our actual ages, etc. You know, there's 15-year-olds going to the club and posing as sweet 21-year-old girls, and they're getting alcohol, but they're underage. So what is this whole idea? All right. So that is our social problem for this topic of a nightclub. Lulu, any comments on that one?
No.
Okay, just this one has just recently exited her teenage years. All right, so I guess that's why she's like, nope, I don't want to comment on this one. Okay, but we'll be back on the show and we'll have answers to this one. But these are our social problems that come with nightclubs.
But you know, I actually do have a question though. Do you necessarily have to leave Bawarago Varwa, or it's just something people do so that they can be labeled cool?
But kind of Bawajunaki, why should I leave? Why should I leave before last call?
No, but you know, there's some people, like, I've hung out with certain people, Vanuti, and you're tired. Uh-huh. And they're like, but this is 2 a.m.
So I don't know if you're in a new nightclub attitude. Openness, ka. If it's fun, it's fun, ka. But that's what we mean by, you know what, if you actually, you know, have your own money at the club, you can just...
Or you can't particularly blame it on Diosina, that bar vibe. But certain people don't even also move from one club to another. Mm-hmm. Like, unenda go plus one, go vana 11, kushika mangana maksin.
Like, so you would like to bar hop?
Exactly.
Bar hopping.
Yeah.
I don't know. There are nights, I've had good bar hopping nights, and there are some nights when you just feel like, you know what, guys, this is overdoing it. Like, kwese go go boa. Okay,
yeah,
but I wouldn't mind doing 1, 2, 3 clubs in one night.
Yeah, that's okay. Not too bad.
Because there are some that actually close earlier than others, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, guys, that's what we had for you today on The Hangover. I was with my girl, Lulu. Thank you, Lulu, for coming.
All right, thank you for having
me. Yes, and that's all we have. This is The Hangover. From me, your girl, Lisi, that bubbly Lisi. Bye. And now, Capital 263.